Tired of spills and stains on your sofa? Wash away your worries with Anabe. Anabe is the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly prices. That's right, sofas start at just $699. Enjoy a no-risk experience with pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and changeable slip covers made with performance fabric. Experience cloud-like comfort with high-resilience foam that's hypoallergenic and never needs fluffing. The sturdy steel frame ensures longevity, and the modular pieces can be rearranged anytime. Shop washablesofas.com for early Black Friday savings, up to 60% off site-wide, backed by a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not absolutely in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping or restocking fees. Every penny back. Upgrade now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. To California, Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch. Right now, he is watching the Pacific Ocean at Redondo Beach, which Jeff reminds me was part of a Beach Boys song once upon a time. But the event, the presenting event to understand life in California today, is called Beach Life. Jeff, you are the director of photography for Cali Magazine, in addition to being, I understand, Yodeler Bliss, Engineer Bliss, Deckhand Bliss, but right now you're Photog Bliss. What am I looking at, this photograph of Beach Life? What is the event, Jeff? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Beach Life is a big three-day music festival held at Redondo Beach, right on the water here where the marina is. Redondo Beach is a pretty bustling beach community with a lot of restaurants, culture, you know, music clubs. And this is a big annual event here that draws some fairly large names to headline these days. So you have the Black Keys, Gwen Stefani, the Black Crows, even John Fogerty, if people remember him from Creedence Clearwater. And it draws tens of thousands of people. It's a very comfy, cozy kind of festival, as opposed to some of the larger festivals that are can be kind of, you know, wild and wheeling about. But this is a very nice one. It's right on the water, big acts. They bring in, you know, gourmet chefs to feed some of the people. Of course, they have luxury cabanas for people who pay for them. But it's a very, very nice place to, if you're going to listen to music, but it's a very nice place for me to work at this weekend, shooting photos for the magazine.
It looks like a baseball park or a soccer park. Is that what I'm looking at?
It kind of does look like that. It's a typical kind of, at least in Southern California, beach park. But they've laid out, you know, some artificial grass to protect the surface there and built up kind of their own little town. It is kind of shaped in a way like a stadium, and they have erected temporary seating and these cabanas, which are raised above the floor there for the concerts. But there are four stages, which is another thing that kind of differentiates this festival from others, because you can see big name acts like the ones I named, or small acts that are going to be appearing really live almost first time at some side stages. So it's a good opportunity to see the new as well as the established folks in music.
Now, Jeff, I'm going to complain. We've been presenting California as a hard post, you know, with difficulties in all directions. This is gorgeous. This is south of LAX and the distant peninsula that I'm looking at. That is Palos Verdes. Is that what I'm looking at?
That's correct. It's kind of, it's one of the places that kind of demarcates Los Angeles from the rest of Southern California.
That's where the whales were that you reported the last time. The school of whales swimming and orcas too, as I recall.
That's correct. There's a lot of deep water canyons around that area, so you get a lot of sea life transiting through there. The gray whales on their annual migration will go through there, and so it's a very popular place to do whale watching.
It doesn't look like anybody's suffering, Jeff, and nobody's complaining about the high cost of living. These luxury cabanas over the entertainment, I imagine they're filled. This is L.A. looking really handsome. I can understand why people want to live here. That sunshine, is that fake? Did you Photoshop that? Is that real?
It's all a Hollywood illusion. It's all a big matte painting, a big backdrop I put in behind the photos, John. It's, you don't really want to see what's there. No, it's a gorgeous day. It's, you know, it's interesting. We went through that long run of you know, rain, these atmospheric rivers, and it had been dry for a while. In the past couple of days, we've had some rain. It's very sunny right now, but they even had a snow up in the mountains again. So the weather situation for the folks up in the upper reaches in Southern California, as well as Northern California, they're feeling it again because they're back under a few inches of snow.
You tell me that you're going to have a meeting with a beach boy. Who's that, and what does that mean? Is he going to perform?
That's right. I'm going to meet with Mike Love, as far as the schedule goes right now, on Sunday afternoon. We're going to not just talk about his musical career with the Beach Boys, but we're also going to talk about he, like many other rock and rollers and musicians and even actors, have gotten into this business now of crafting or putting their name to alcoholic beverages. So, you know, you have people like Sammy Hagar, who had his tequila, very famous for that. And you have George Clooney, who has his tequila. And now Mike Love is going to have his, you know, cocktail collection, I think, in cans. We haven't tasted them yet, but, you know, so I'm going to talk to him about this trend about, you know, celebrities getting involved with alcoholic beverages. It's an interesting trend, as I said, in the business world.
Is he performing at Beach Life? Is he going to do Surfing USA?
It would be nice if he would. I don't believe he is. He's appearing on Sunday, but maybe I'll get him to sing a few bars of that. Maybe even get in something about Redondo Beach for you.
Well, this is heaven, so we have to cover the hard news of San Francisco. The list of franchises leaving San Francisco is stunning. The most recent news was Nordstrom's. I think all outlets are leaving. You gave me a long list as well of other clothiers. So downtown San Francisco now looks like boarded up fronts. Is that what we can see?
Well, this is something that's been happening for some time. It's been a slow progression, and you've seen it certainly. You know, the mom and pops and the folks that don't have more than one or two stores in their whole business chain, they went out early. A lot of those people were hurt by the pandemic. But what we're seeing now are people are not only hurt by the pandemic, but also by the lack of traffic. People don't want to come there because of the crime, the homelessness, the problems that are going on there. They don't want to have their businesses dealing with, you know, the massive problems of shoplifting, of organized theft that's going on. And let's face it, San Francisco is a very expensive place to have a business. Rents there are among the highest in the U.S., even the world. So all of those things are combining to, you know, cause these big businesses like Nordstrom, their main store there, Union Square, Nordstrom Rack, Uniqlo, Gap, Saks, off Fifth Avenue, H&M, even T-Mobile's flagship store, beautiful two-story store that used to be in the old Apple building, they've left. But we're seeing, you know, now we're seeing the big folks checking out of San Francisco. The small-time folks, the mom-and-pops, They started going as soon as the pandemic and lockdown started really, you know, digging in on them. But now you're starting to see the people that are not only getting hit by the pandemic problems that have persisted and with the economy, but also with, mainly with the problems that are going on in San Francisco. You know, you've had Walgreens leave. You have, you know, Target store having to put everything behind glass now. It's pointing to all these problems, the failure in the civic situation, as you put the, you know, in the commons. It's a big problem in San Francisco, and it's driving people away.
And nothing like it in this Redondo Beach, Jeff. That's another galaxy, the despair and the homelessness. I see none of it here. Now, about that recession, Mr. Bliss, there's supposed to be a cutback in consumption. People are putting their credit cards, is the theory, back in their pockets. We have a big employment number today, surprising Wall Street. And I don't see anybody being chary about spending at Redondo Beach, do you? And these are high price ticket prices.
That's right. It's not as high as some of the festivals are, and you do get a lot for your money here. But it's one of those things where people, certainly in this area, will tend to say, okay, I'm going to go to one festival a year. Am I going to go out to Coachella with 125,000 people at a time, or am I going to be here with 20 or 30,000 people and get a much more intimate, you know, real experience at a lower cost? So that's why I think these people are doing it. And plus, it's a great way to get outside and just enjoy the sunshine.
Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch. He's also, of course, Deckhand Bliss, Engineer Bliss, a Yodeler Bliss from his Disney days. But right now, his new guise is Director of Photography for Cali Magazine, meeting with Beach Boys and enjoying what looks to be perfect weather. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
This is Matt Rogers from Los Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang. Get ready for your next TV obsession, All's Fair, starring Kim Kardashian, Naomi Watts, Niecy Nash-Betts, Teyana Taylor, with Sarah Paulson and Glenn Close. A team of fierce female divorce attorneys leave a male-dominated firm to start their own. Filled with scandalous secrets and shifting allegiances, both in the courtroom and within their own ranks, these ladies know that lawyers are a girl's best friend. Don't miss All's Fair, now streaming on Hulu and Hulu on Disney Plus for bundle subscribers. Terms apply. This is Matt Rogers from Los Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Los Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
Ah, greetings from my bath, festive friends. The holidays are overwhelming, but I'm tackling this season with PayPal and making the most of my money. Getting 5% cash back when I pay in four. No fees, no interest. I used it to get this portable spa with jets. Now the bubbles can cling to my sculpted but pruny body. Make the most of your money this holiday with PayPal. Save the offer in the app.
Ends 12/31. See paypal.com/promo terms. Points can be redeemed for cash and more. Pay in 4 subject to terms and approval. PayPal Inc. and MLS 910457.